Food City makes it easy to shop your way. Just pick up your groceries curbside or have them delivered directly to your home. So whether you need weekly groceries or just a quick meal, Food City's got you covered. From their doors to yours.
Here we go to the Stanley Fencing Gates Hotline. Welcome in Jesse Smithy, 5starpreps.com. Jesse, yesterday I was at the Tip-Off Club. I know you were out doing signing day coverage, but I was impressed. The students that were honored yesterday, both from Halls High School, both players of the MVPs for their district. What is going on with Halls with the boys and girls basketball team?
Yeah, just making a little history up there at Halls. And I think both teams have won regular season district championships, I think what they told me, for the second time in their program's history, respectively. And Sophie Tharp was named girls district MVP, Caleb Schaefer, boys MVP for their district. So really cool to see them having a good measure of success this year, and we'll see what they can do in the postseason. But for now, I mean, they've done job number one on the check item list, and that's win district championship, get that one seed, and put yourself in position to have, you know, good postseason success.
Jesse Smithy, 5-star preps, 5starpreps.com. All right, signing day was yesterday. Give me some info on local signing day for the kids right around here.
Yeah, wasn't a ton of surprises. That's just kind of how signing day has evolved, right? With the advent of the December signing period a few years back, I mean, we see a lot of the bigger names, the big Power 5 prospects. They all want to sign at that first opportunity in December, maybe midterm enroll, but as of yesterday, no real big surprises. We saw Jordan Harris from Alcoa High School officially sign with Tennessee Tech. I know Wofford was one of the teams that kind of came in on him late. I think Charleston came in on him late. But Tennessee Tech won him over. That's a place where he's won state championships with Alcoa on that field. He knows it well, knows that stadium well, and we'll see him go to Tennessee Tech with guys like Jordan Potts, quarterback from Powell, Marcellus Jackson, all-purpose athlete from Fulton. So really liked what Tennessee Tech put together. Jai Hundley, running back from Oak Ridge, recently committed to Navy. So we'll keep an eye on his career once he gets out of high school and heads over to Navy. I mean, it's really hard. I don't think people understand, like, how hard it is, just the lifestyle of that, of going into the service academies and all the duties that you have to do. In addition, you have football duties. I mean, it's really difficult for area athletes to even get on the field. And so we'll keep an eye on him and his progress there, just because it's a demanding path in front of him.
Jesse, what else around the area? You had some kids who were kind of making late decisions, didn't come out of the December signing period well. How great was the time between December and now for some local prospects that were looking for that extra spot?
Yeah, I mean, I think it paid off for guys like Braden Latham, the West High School running back, who ended up getting an offer from Eastern Kentucky a few weeks back. You know, we called him out of the blue just to kind of check in on him because it was January and didn't really know where he was going to be going. He was a Mr. Football finalist. He led West to a state championship and was one of the better running backs in the state, all-state caliber player. And we're like, man, it's just a couple weeks to signing day. What's going on with you? And he's like, actually, I just got off the phone with Eastern Kentucky. And they offered him a pretty nice package there. So that was an 11th hour kind of offer for him. And I think he went up there and visited and really liked what he saw and kind of changed the course of his recruitment. So that was a big get for Eastern Kentucky. I mean, that's one of your premier running backs in East Tennessee, and that was a nice get for them. So that extra time between December and February not only benefited Braden, but it benefited the other colleges like that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Jesse Smithy, 5starpreps.com, joining us here on the Hurricane Show. Let's shift to basketball. Big matchup between Oak Ridge and Karnes, boys and girls, earlier this week. And Oak Ridge comes away sweeping that one, and now Oak Ridge in really good shape in their district.
Yeah, first off, let's start with the Oak Ridge girls. I mean, this was a team that was kind of down on its luck early in the season, a lot more losses than wins early in the season, and now they haven't lost in weeks, if not months. I mean, they got a pretty substantial winning streak going right now, and even without one of their better players, Jenna Johnson, a really talented sophomore, on Tuesday night, they were able to win that home game against Karnes and lock up the one seed. So a great coaching job by Paige Taylor this year, just kind of forming and evolving that team as the season went on, no matter what the adversity hit. And as far as the Karnes girls, I mean, do people in Knox County realize what's going on with the Karnes girls? I mean, this is a cellar dweller type of program and has been for 15 years. And Lauren Trent, a former Oak Ridge assistant coach, goes over there. And right now they're the two seed. And they got a winning record, probably going to be their first winning record since 2007. And it's a remarkable storyline and turnaround that's going on with the Karnes girls right now. So get an opportunity to go out and see them. They got a lot of young talent that's going to be grabbing headlines for many years to come. So that's one of the storylines that we follow Tuesday night. And then the Oak Ridge boys continue to be the Oak Ridge boys. They just always are right there as a one seed or at worst a two seed in District 3. 4A, and they locked up pretty much that one seed with that win over Karnes. Didn't play their best basketball, but made those defensive plays down the stretch to fend off Karnes. And then as far as the Karnes boys team, they have one of the better point guards in the area, and J.J. Faulkner recently got an offer from Tusculum. And then Jalen Roberts, 6'3", 6'4", high flyer, was really impressive in our dunk contest at Five-Star Preps Hoops Jams. It's one of the more athletic players in town, so it's going to be a fun postseason.
Jesse, what are you watching? I know there are some big matchups that come up tomorrow night as we're barreling towards the conclusion of the regular season.
If you're looking for one place to go to watch quality basketball from the start of the girls' game to the end of the boys' game, you need to get out to Alcoa High School. I mean, you got Gatlinburg-Pittman, state-ranked girls versus Alcoa girls, state-ranked. Both of those teams made it to the state semifinals last year. Both of those teams returned all their star players. It is came down to the wire earlier in the season. It was a two-point game in the girls' contest. It should be a hard-fought, tightly contested game again. You got Division I, Division II players out there on the court for the girls. And the same thing could be said for the boys. You got Ty Glasper, sophomore point guard from Gatlinburg-Pittman, already over 1,000 points in his career, averaging about 25, 26 points a game. You got Javin Carter, junior guard at Alcoa. Again, junior almost at 2,000 points in his career. Division I offers galore. Got a lot of athletes for football out there on the field or on the court for Alcoa and Gatlinburg-Pittman. So it's going to be just the place to be Friday night for high school basketball. Gatlinburg-Pittman at Alcoa.
All right, last question for you, Jesse. 2025 standout Eli Owens, Alcoa, just finished his sophomore year, and you guys have an article up there. What's going on with him, his recruitment, his development?
Well, huge offer out of Alabama for Eli Owens this past weekend, and that was definitely an eye-grabbing offer for him. I mean, he'd already gotten offers from Tennessee, offers from Michigan. I think Michigan State had been in there, Mississippi State, Cincinnati, Louisville, but when that Alabama offer comes onto the table, people really start to pay attention to you. So we're still watching Eli Evans grow and mature in the high school realm. I still don't know what he's going to be, Eric, on the college level. And I talked to Eli about that. Are you going to be a tight end? Are you going to be a defensive end? Maybe a linebacker? And the kid came into high school already at 6'2", 230 pounds. And now he just finished up his sophomore year this past season and really took a hold of that tight end role and excelled in that. And he's looking to grow as a tight end, increase his speed and agility. And as he does that, and as his body continues to grow, who knows what he'll end up being. If he ends up being 6'4", 6'5", what he could possibly be on offense or defense. But one thing is for sure, and that's what these college coaches are seeing, is Eli Owens looks different. He speaks different. He performs different than the pack. He's a different individual, and it's not hard looking among high school kids to see which guys are the Power 5 guys. And he's that right now. And so he's going to have a lot to decide and places to visit over the next year or two in his recruitment. But with his maturity level, I definitely think he'll be able to handle that.
Jesse, always appreciate the time. I encourage people to check out 5starpreps.com. Anything special outside of that coverage you're working on?
Yeah, I mean, we're finishing up. It's taken us a long time just because of all the news and things that have happened over the last month. To get out our all 5-star preps football teams. And so we're finishing up that right now and looking for the right time to kind of fit that in. Again, with all the news that's happened, we kind of had to put some things on the back burner with coaching changes and just everything that's happened. So finishing that up, so keep an eye out on the website and out on our social media.
Jesse, always appreciate the time. We will talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.